If an IP has an NDMCRE case in their facility, are there any infection control considerations that they should keep in mind?
Yeah, so sh should an NDMCRE case be identified in a healthcare facility? It's really important that IPs work with their state and local healthcare-associated infections and antimicrobial resistance programs to prevent spread. It's important that they place those patients, if they're hospitalized in acute care or long-term acute care and who are colonized with CPCRE on isolation or contact precautions. And if they're in a long-term care facility and they're a resident of those, that they're placed on enhanced barrier precautions. It's also important and always a good reminder that if you do have this type of case in your facility, to really reinforce the importance of hand hygiene with healthcare providers that are providing patient care and just reminding them that they should be cleaning their hands immediately before touching a patient, before performing an aseptic task, such as placing an indwelling device, before moving from work on a soiled body site to a clean body site on the same patient. After touching a patient's immediate environment, after coming in contact with any patient bodily fluids or contaminated surfaces, and of course, after glove removal. It's also important that they reinforce the importance of cleaning and disinfecting in patient and resident rooms. So, ensuring that high touch surfaces like bed rails and light switches and call buttons are cleaned frequently. Ensuring that shared medical equipment like portable X-ray machines are cleaned and disinfected between each patient. And then, as we talked about with sink hygiene, ensuring that countertops and handles and faucets and sink basins are cleaned and disinfected at least daily, and ensuring that there's no patient care items that are at least, within the 3-foot radius of the sink, toilets and hoppers. And you also want to make sure that staff are not pouring patient waste down sink drains, and also that there's no beverages or other sources of nutrients being poured down those sink drains. So ultimately, the control of these organisms in healthcare settings really depends on the implementation of good infection control practices for all patients and residents in healthcare settings. And we do have a lot of Project Firstline materials and resources that are available for free on our website. So if IPs are looking for some interactive videos or training materials, they can always go to these resources as well.
Thank you for that. Is hand washing with soap and water required, or does alcohol, hand rub work as well?
So both, we actually have seen that compliance to hand hygiene increases when using alcohol-based hand sanitizer. So hand sanitizer should be used and can be used in all instances, except, if a provider's hands are, contaminated from blood or bodily fluids, right? Then they would need to actually perform hand washing. So both can be used, but there are instances in where hand washing would need to be used over alcohol-based hand sanitizer.
With incidence rising across multiple states and patient populations, should CRE mechanism specific surveillance be incorporated into mandatory reporting requirements? And if so, how can resource limited facilities realistically comply?
So, the primary need is to really obtain prompt mechanism testing for CRE so this information can be used for treatment selection. So, while public health laboratories do play an important role in providing testing, testing at the clinical lab is timelier for patient care. We need to identify better ways to increase testing at clinical labs and ensuring that these findings are shared with public health to understand how changing epidemiology of CRE. But one of the largest challenges for clinical laboratories related to mechanism testing is likely reimbursement. So, this testing can be reimbursed by insurance as medically necessary, but that reimbursement is currently not guaranteed. So, addressing this and some other gaps to increase the number of laboratories bringing on this testing while continuing to use public health laboratory testing to address these gaps is important for patient safety. Ensuring that mechanism testing results when performed at a clinical lab are shared with public health so we can continue to perform timely surveillance of CRE, especially since we've seen that epidemiology can change rapidly and have implications for patient treatment.
So your entire study has been so eye-opening. What are the key takeaways for infection preventionists and epidemiologists that you want them to know?
I think it's important to understand that historically, we've not seen these increases in NDM. Historically, the most common carbapenemase called Klebsiella pneumoniae carbapenemase, otherwise known as KPC-CRE, was what predominated in the United States. And increases of NDM-CRE had only been reported globally. So now we're seeing this surge of NDM-CRE in the United States, which really threatened to reverse years of stable or declining CRE rates. And so what's important to understand is that most approved drugs used to treat CPCRE infections target specifically KPC. So today, only two beta-lactam drugs are available and effective against NDM-CRE. So antibiotic selection for serious CRE infections should really account for the type of carbapenemase that is present. And IPs and hospital epidemiologists should ensure that mechanism testing is integrated into their laboratory workflows as recommended by the Clinical and Laboratory Standards Institute, otherwise known as CLSI, to help ensure that patients receive timely, appropriate therapy and that they're able to implement infection control interventions in a timely manner as well. If there is not testing available at their clinical lab, the CDC AR Lab Network, we do provide carbapenemase testing free of charge. The IPs should be aware of this as a resource, and also, if they are interested, contact their local public health laboratory or their healthcare-associated infections or antimicrobial resistance program to access this testing.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Rankin, for joining me today. It's been such a pleasure, and I've enjoyed really listening about this study. I've heard people out on the street talking about it, so it's nice to hear it straight from you.
Well, thank you so much, Tori, for having me today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.